down through the stone. And you want to do that slowly because different cracks are forming through the crystals. And you want them to go slow because they'll be attracted to each other given the time. So that a split like this, you want to take about an hour. A lot of movement this time. Right now I'll split it into two pieces of equal mass, which is often the rule of splitting it into equal mass. All right, look at this. She's cracked all the way down here. Water's coming right out of the crack. Coming down here. Well, that's about all I see, but we're almost through the stone, you see, and it's coming right square, just the way we want it. That sounded hollow. That's a good sound. Oh, boy. Now you can hear it crack. Kind of groans and pops just a little bit. Open it up now. Now you can really see that crack opening up. So once we've cut this, it will open up. We'll have two cleaner faces, and then we'll split off those cleaner faces. This rock contains about 150 cubic feet of granite. We're going to split it down into 20 blocks of about equal size, measuring 8 inches by 16 inches by 5 feet. Those blocks will contain 5 cubic feet of granite at 160 pounds a cubic foot, so they'll weigh 800 pounds a piece. We'll have 20 of them, and then we'll have 50 cubic feet left over to do something else. Oh, now you can hear a lot of cracking. Back right to there. See how loose that's gotten. The stone has completely given way at this point. Well, it's two pieces of rock. Now what do we do?